And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan State Spartan football kicks off this evening in just over a half hour, in fact, with tonight's game against Youngstown State. While this evening's matchup may not be a serious challenge for the Spartans, fans await to see if the Big Ten champs can duplicate what they did last year. To talk about the team and this upcoming season, I'm joined by Jim Miller, a former Spartan MVP, 12-year NFL veteran, and now an analyst at the Spartan Sports Network. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
As MSU launches its 2011 season tonight in the shadow of last year's season, in which they won the Big Ten with an 11-2 record, would you bet that they can do it again this year?
Yeah, I think every year presents a new opportunity, and I think the team, when you look at Michigan State as a program, is fielding a much deeper football team than what it was a year ago, and I think it'll show its continued progress under head coach Mark D'Antonio. So I think they're excited about it. I think they do boast the most experienced, skilled position players in the Big Ten. But as usual, you got to play them one game at a time, and you got to go out there and execute and play as a football team.
Let's look at some of the games that are coming up this year. You know, the Spartans didn't have to go up against Ohio State last year, which was quite a break. How do you see that matchup ending up this year?
Well, it's going to be interesting because, as you know, there were a lot of players that were scheduled to be suspended for Ohio State. And, you know, at that point, when Michigan State faces them in the season, it'll be their fifth ball game. So you would like to think that those positions will have settled themselves, and the players that have replaced those suspended players will have logged some snaps and understand the scheme of what Ohio State is going to try to accomplish. So it's always tough to play on the road. It is in the horseshoe this year, and so Michigan State's going to have to be prepared for players that realistically they wouldn't be going against, you know, just due to the situations. So I think it is going to be a difficult challenge, and Ohio State will field a very tough football team.
What about the situation at the University of Michigan? Last year's game was a complete embarrassment for the Wolverines. Are they likely to do any better against MSU with a newly installed coach in place?
Yeah, they have recruited a lot better. I think you got to give credit where credit is due with new head coach Brady Hoke bringing over Greg Madison, who's a long time. He was at Michigan before and was a defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. He's another good football mind in terms of schematically. They're going to change some things defensively. So I think they will be a tougher team. But it is new offense and defensive schemes that is going to take time to develop there at the University of Michigan while they acquire some new talent to fit that new scheme that they're going to run. I do like Brady Hoke. I think he's a Michigan guy that will bring a lot of the attributes back to a storied program at Michigan that has been so sorely lacking since Rich Rodriguez was hired there and then fired by U of M.
The Spartans have beaten Notre Dame three out of the last four meetings they'll be playing down in South Bend this year. Do you expect that to be the first major challenge for the team this year?
Without a doubt. I think you know, that's a talented team down there. Kelly's done a fantastic job with what he's trying to do. They're recruiting some players that fit the scheme of what he wants to run. And historically, it's been a pretty good rivalry with Michigan State. Those games always seem to come down to the wire, and I expect it no different this year. A very exciting game last year with a fake field goal, and Michigan State edges Notre Dame, so they're certainly still thinking about that. That's in the back of their mind of a game that they thought they let get away in East Lansing.
Other than Notre Dame, the Spartans have to travel to Ohio State, Nebraska, Iowa, and Northwestern this fall. Is that one of the most difficult road schedules the team has recently faced?
I think so. I think that's really the meat of their schedule. Plus, it's intertwined with a bye week there. And then I did believe they play Michigan as well in that group. So that's going to be difficult. And again, there's always going to be adversity in the season. And your team has to display a maturity at some point. I think Michigan State has great leaders and Kirk Cousins on the offensive side of the ball and the seniors that are on the football team that understand that leadership that needs to be displayed, but that's going to be a challenging part of their schedule.
I'm talking to Jim Miller. He's a former Spartan MVP, a 12-year NFL veteran, now an analyst at the Spartan Sports Network. Jim, when you look at the dramatic change that the Spartans went from a 6-7 2009 record to last year's 11-2 finish, what was the cause of this sudden success the team saw last year?
Well, I think it's the unity of the program. You know, there was a lot of chemistry on that team that came together. Some teams are just very special, and I think in a lot of ways that team overachieved, but they played as a team. They certainly rallied around their coach, who has went through some difficult times, obviously had to get a stent in his heart due to a mild heart attack, and the team responded for their coach. And I think that's how you judge coaches, is how a team responds. And I think Mark D'Antonio has done a great job of maximizing the talent at Michigan State. He's gone out and pounded the pavement and recruited much better athletes to build this program. And so that's something positive that they can build off upon. But there is no doubt in my mind this is the most talented Michigan State team he has fielded since he became the head coach at Michigan State.
Senior Kirk Cousins enters his third season as both a starting quarterback and a team captain. Will his performance this year ultimately dictate the team's fate this season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be big. You know, because he's right now he's rated in NFL circles. He's rated only behind Andrew Luck of the University of Stanford. And, you know, a lot of people thought he'd be the first overall pick if Andrew Luck elected to come out this year. So that's high praise. Kirk has intangibles that are off the charts in terms of his leadership, his toughness, his work ethic. But his mechanics are flawless, too. He's a very good decision maker to lead this offense if they pass the football. And he's also extremely cerebral to get him in the right play at the line of scrimmage in terms of their check with me packages and things like that. So, to me, he's without a doubt the best quarterback in the Big Ten right now, and I think they expect big things from him. Kirk has to be the catalyst for this football team.
Although, with only two returning starters from last season's offensive line, is that likely to be a weak link in the team, especially early on?
Well, you know, like anything else, it's got to sort itself out. The idea is to get the best five guys on the field. Now, whether, say, a young Travis Jackson, who probably will be a freshman starting at the center position, he's a very talented young man, but he's just got to get some experience. And Kirk being the veteran leader, having 3 years under his belt and that he's played, he needs to negotiate some things to help those guys out. Maybe dump the ball off a little bit more if they struggle on some of their pass protections. Maybe focus on some of the run game where they just go on a quick count and fire off the ball to help those young offensive linemen. So Kirk can definitely negotiate it and has the experience to do so.
Now, some say the real reason that Michigan State saw their win total increase in 2010 was the vastly improved play of their defense, particularly against the pass. Is the Spartan defense likely to be as effective this year?
Yeah, I like them. I think they're fielding the most depth on the defensive line than they ever have. They're expecting big things from defensive end William Golston, who obviously his season was cut short due to a shoulder injury. Jarrell Worthy was second-team All-Big Ten as a nose tackle. He's a big, physical, young player that's going to continue to improve. And Tyler Hoover, the other defensive end, plus veteran players like Kevin Pickleman on the inside. So they've got a lot of depth on the D-line. And they've just got young, raw athletes in the secondary. These are exciting players that a lot of Michigan State fans should get to know. Darquez Dennard, who's a young corner for this football team, is already getting scouted by pro scouts. Trenton Robinson is a safety who's being asked a lot in NFL circles. So I think they've got a lot of young talent that are extremely athletic, and these guys got to go out and show what they're all about. And they've all actually played quite a bit for being young, talented players. They got on the field a year ago, and I think much more is expected of them.
Finally, tonight's game with Youngstown State, is that expected to be a complete blowout, or could there be any real surprises in store?
No, I don't think there'll be any surprises in store. I think Michigan State just has to come out and take care of business. I think they should push Youngstown State around. They're a very inexperienced team when you look at what their head coach, Eric Wolford's trying to do. They struggled last year, and now all those seniors have graduated, and they're making a youth movement right now. So with a youth movement comes an experience. And again, with the physical nature of Michigan State, with the program that Youngstown State is now trying to build, because it's only his second year as a head coach at Youngstown State, you got to find players that fit your scheme, and they're not quite there yet as a football team. So I think you're going to see an experienced team going with a head coach in Mark D'Antonio that has his schemes in place with the athletes that he wants. So I do expect it to be pretty one-sided.
You know, in terms of the Spartans, one prediction I saw was that MSU would go 9-3 this year, 5-3 in the Big Ten. Does that sound about right to you?
No, I think they've got an opportunity to run the table. They really do. I think they're that talented as a football team. You know, they've just got to be mature in certain situations and play good, smart football. They have the athletes to compete now. They have the horses to compete against the Ohio States and some of the premier programs in the country. You just got to go out and execute it and do it one at a time. But Michigan State is capable of winning every one.
Jim Miller, a former Spartan MVP, 12-year NFL veteran, now an analyst at the Spartan Sports Network, and will be covering this evening's game against Youngstown State. Thank you so much for joining me.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.